When something's hurting, what you desperately want to do is to get better and stop the pain. And at that point, there's a huge risk. The risk is that you throw an aspirin or two at the symptom rather than dealing with the disease. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we kick off a brand new series of messages called Jesus Speaks, Jesus Heals. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Dealing with Difficult People, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help bring some healing into your more difficult relationships. One of the things that I've noticed in over 10 years of producing this program is that responses to the various series and messages vary greatly. Now, there's a couple of ways of explaining that. Perhaps Bernie's having a bad day or a bad week, and somehow the messages didn't really connect. Yeah, that's a definite possibility in over 2,500 episodes of the program. But the other possibility is that not everything I talk about is what you want to hear. And if that's the case, I'm not the only preacher over the last couple of thousand years who's had that problem. In fact, at one point, the things that Jesus said to the crowds were so unpalatable that they left him in droves. John chapter 6, verses 65 and 66. And Jesus said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. What I've noticed is that when I talk about something that has a strong felt need for many people, we get a huge response asking for the free booklet that goes with the series, requesting prayer, sharing hurts. And most often, those sorts of messages delve into difficulties in relationships or low self-esteem, fear, the need for faith to overcome adversity. You know, the things that universally create challenges and trials in our lives. I wonder if that isn't because in our rush to end our pain and suffering, we want some sort of quick fix, a band-aid, an aspirin, something to treat the symptom. And yet more often than not, those aches and pains that we experience in day-to-day life, they're merely symptoms of other deeper underlying causes. Jesus actually talks a lot about those causes, those underlying diseases. And yet, let me tell you, in those series and messages on this program, where we delve deeper, where we hear things from God that we may not want to hear, without fail, the listener response is sharply lower. Could it be that we're more interested in that quick fix to the symptoms than dealing with the underlying disease? It certainly seems to be where medicine's headed these days, at least retail medicine when you go to see your local doctor. At least where I live, the family doctor's practice of old has all but disappeared. Instead, you go into one of these large practices now with multiple doctors where you can no longer make an appointment. You just get the next available doctor and they pop you on the assembly line and in you go to be processed. More and more, people go in and they ask the doctor for antibiotics or painkillers as though somehow it's the patient's role to self-diagnose. And more and more, fed by the slick marketing of the drug companies, the doctors are just writing out a prescription and off you go, problem solved. Never mind that the heavy use of antibiotics is leading to the development of so-called superbugs that are completely resistant to any form of treatment. Never mind that perhaps there's something deeper like diet or lifestyle or some hidden disease that's causing the symptoms that you're feeling. Never mind that the rates of obesity and metabolic syndrome, heart disease, stroke, diabetes are skyrocketing around the world. Just write the prescription and be done with it. Woohoo! Bernie, we don't want to talk about the disease. Just give us something that'll provide a quick fix to my problems, a band-aid, an aspirin. Now, maybe that sounds a little bit harsh, but are you getting the picture? I was watching a video recently, an amazing video on YouTube, of an apostolic minister who was asked to address the United Nations General Assembly. Now, this man, Reverend Lee Stone King, had died of a massive heart attack at Sydney Airport, of all places. He'd been pronounced dead, and yet in the ambulance on the way back to the hospital, he came back to life. The paramedics were completely astounded. The blood had already started to coagulate in his extremities. He'd had no oxygen to the brain for over 45 minutes. You know, just 6 minutes and the brain starts to die. And this man who'd experienced a resurrection, literally, spoke to the delegates of the United Nations National Assembly. And he said to them, people, if you want to end violence, if you want to end the suffering, if you want to deal with the terrible problems and the atrocities that are going on in this world, then the only answer is this. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you see, right there is the treatment for the disease that's causing your aches and pains, your distresses and fears. But like Jesus, if I start talking about that sort of radical treatment, no doubt people will turn off the radio. No doubt people will walk away as they turned away from Jesus there in John chapter 6, verse 66. But listen to me. At the end of the day, if we want the life that Jesus promises, we need more than an aspirin. We need more than a handful of shallowness. We need to dive deep down to the root cause. One of the funniest signs I've seen in a long time on Facebook, of course, reads like this. Everything happens for a reason, and sometimes that reason is that you're stupid and you made bad decisions. I do stupid things that cause pain, and so do you. Well, we have wrong ways of thinking and seeing. We all get caught up in ourselves and forget God and forget others. It's so easy in this day and age, with the barrage of lies that cover our lives and penetrate our hearts, to end up in pain because we've headed off in the wrong direction. But listen to me, Jesus speaks and Jesus heals. And if we want healing in our lives, then we need to listen to Jesus speak and experience the power of his healing touch. That's what this series of messages over the next few weeks is all about. That's why I've called it Jesus Speaks, Jesus Heals. Because I believe that Jesus wants to bring some serious healing into your life. And when we actually take the time to listen, I mean really listen to what Jesus has to say about the maladies that afflict our lives, it just blows you away. That's what the crowds experienced that followed him around. Matthew chapter 7, verses 28 and 29. Now, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as their scribes. I have a friend who carries rather a lot more weight than he should, a lot more. I've spoken to him many times about the amount of sugar and refined carbohydrates that he eats, and yet to no avail. I know that if he turns away from the sugar and the refined carbohydrates, the weight will just fall off him. He's older than me. He's in his 60s. He has high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and he's just an absolute Monty for a heart attack or a stroke. And yet nothing changes. I can't badger him into it. He has to decide for himself. So why doesn't he change? He's not a bad person. He's a great guy. And frankly, I'd like him around for many more years to come. So why doesn't he change? The same reason that you and I just cling on to the things in our lives that are robbing us of life itself. But there's one thing that I have to share with you that can give you the power to change. The things that astounded those people, the words of Jesus, the teaching of Jesus, because it comes with authority from God. It cuts straight to the heart of what's going on in us, and it carries with it the power of God to make the changes in your life that you don't have the power to make. My words can't do that, but Jesus' words can, because he is the Word of God. Jesus speaks, Jesus heals. Are you ready for that sort of power in your life? I think pretty much everyone on earth has at least one or two difficult relationships, tense relationships. And let me tell you, God wants to bring healing and restoration to those relationships. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet, Dealing with Difficult People. Because his word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that God will speak his love into your most difficult relationships through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.